Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUClinics.com to schedule an appointment.
3 o'clock hour, the Burns and Gambo show coming off an overtime win against Calgary on Tuesday, 4-3. The Coyotes are back in action tonight as their four-game homestand continues. They've got Vancouver tonight, and joining us right now, the general manager of the Arizona Coyotes, Bill Armstrong, who joins us here on Burns and Gambo. Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Did you fill out an NCAA tournament bracket, or no interest in college basketball?
I have no interest in college basketball. It's hard at this job, because you do have some interest. It's just at the point of you just don't have time. And you know what? The staff really doesn't ask me either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm sure they all have their pools and everything, but they don't really ask the GM, Just, they don't include me in that type of fun. So
In the day, we used to run a pool here. It was called the Andrew Jackson Pool. And Roenick and Kachuk and Dally Drake and Doner and Danny Briere and all those guys used to give me $20 to get into the bracket because they had so much fun picking the teams. Doner always thought he was good at it, but he wasn't. But let's talk about the big news today. We got a story up on our website right now that Josh Doan has agreed to a 3-year entry-level deal, and he's going to join the Roadrunners. He's going to play his first pro game on Friday against the Calgary Wranglers at the Tucson Convention Center.
Yeah, it's a big signing for us. Josh's a great kid. He's someone that, in the draft, our scouts just pounded the table for. He's got some great hockey sense. And I think he makes everybody better on the ice around him. At ASU, this year was a year where there was a lot of injuries on their team. It was a tough year for injuries, and he still managed to kind of lead that team. He was captain of the team, and he was always the best player on the ice every night. So we're really looking forward to him, and coming into league and showing what he can do and can get up and running in the pro game.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the drafting, the second round picks, and you've done a great job. Second round picks usually have a hard time making it in the NHL, but you've had a lot of success with second round picks.
Yeah.
And everybody talks about the first round, and you guys are gonna have two first round picks this year. But you guys put so much emphasis in those second rounds, and you've acquired a lot of assets in the second round. Tell me about your philosophy in drafting when you get to the second round.
Well, I believe there's players there, we've drafted Yanis Moser, and we've proved that we got him at the back of the second round, and he's a heck of a player for us already. I think you can find some good players there. I think there's always players that somehow have a bad year, something happens, and they always find, success. And when I was with the Blue, draft Jordan Kyrou and the Barbashevs out of those eras, and the Joel Edmonstons and the Vince Dunns, they're all really good players in the NHL, and they had a huge impact, and they're found in the second round. So a lot of the philosophy that we had was to go out there and acquire as many second-rounders as we can and take as many swings as we can. Also, at the same time, it allows us to grab assets and move up in the draft because the second rounders do have value. I know basketball is a little bit different where the second round has no value.
None. Very little.
None at all. So it's interesting. But in hockey, you can find players there.
Bill Armstrong, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. One more question, at least for me, when it comes to Josh Doan. Is this a year early than maybe everybody thought this was going to happen with Josh? And if that's the case, what was the reasoning or what was the impetus behind that acceleration for him? What made it allowed it to happen faster than maybe we were expecting, Bill?
Well, for us, I think we were right on target. This is how we kind of had it planned, was for him to kind of come out at this time and point, spend two good years of college hockey. He had two great years at ASU and then make the next step. And for us, he's right on track. He's right where he's supposed to be. He continues he'll take his journey into the pros, soon. And he's going to play Calgary, the best team in the league down there. And I've always had great value on when players jump in at the end of the season from amateur, and they go and they play pro, because then when they go train in the summer, they get an idea of what it's like in the pro life and how good they are and how, you know, just their habits are. It can really help them for the next year. They go back and they know the standard of what the pro game's at and how they have to get better to get up there.
I'm going to go back to the draft because I'm just fascinated by it. You know, when you mentioned the NBA. Yeah, most NBA teams would rather have one first-round pick than five second-round picks. And that's just the truth, five or six second-round picks. You took a calculated gamble with the trade of Jacob Chychrun, and I completely understand where you were coming from. The grades weren't very good, and you got criticized a little bit, but Ottawa's lost three games in a row right now. They're eight points out of a playoff spot and running out of time. You took that gamble, and I think everybody thought Ottawa would make a run and get to the playoffs. Ottawa doesn't make the playoffs. You have a chance to maybe have the sixth overall pick in the NHL draft with that trade.
Yeah, I mean, there's some risk in the trade for sure, depending where they finish. But there's also a lot of reward. They've got one of the toughest road schedules out there, and they haven't played extremely well on the road. So, you know, you never know how they're going to do. But, you know, from our calculations, it was a tough road schedule that they're going to go through. And when we put our odds in there, that it could be a pretty good pick. And, you know, right now it looks to be that way. But we'll see after the lottery falls and on May 8th, and we'll see where we're at there.
And to my point, I would imagine as a GM, you would rather have the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th pick than two first-round picks that are in the 20. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, if you take, you know, let's say 30 and 27 in the first round, and you take those two first rounders and you trade up, you maybe get to 15, you know, maybe to 14, you know, where we've got a chance to pick anywhere from, you know, 5 to, I think the pick will fall 5 to 12. That's a good value for us. That you get a chance to get a moneymaker up in that area. And, you know, it gives us, and it also gives us two second rounders. You know, Washington, you never know how that will fall next year. It could be a good pick. And then Ottawa the following year. So we're going to get, three really good picks out of it. We're happy about it. It's going to give us a chance to move forward as an organization. And, you know, also, you know, people don't talk about this very much, but, you know, with moving Chick out of the organization and moving Ghost, you know, Valimaki and Moser have, you know, stepped up into the limelight and played very well. Our record has been extremely good with those two guys taking on major minutes. And not to say, the player that we picked up with Kesselring, he's a big rig too that can play back there. So, and Mackey also too. So some of the young guys have had to step up, but it's actually helped us, and we've actually played pretty well with them in the lineup.
Last one for Bill Armstrong is the Coyotes hosting Vancouver tonight at Mullet Arena. And I know we have asked you time and time again about Mullet Arena and how it's worked out for you there. Four in a row, nine of your last 13, four in a row, 18-11-3 in that building.
Crazy.
It's crazy, right? I mean, it's got to be even better than you thought it was going to be in terms of what that building has meant to you.
Oh, it's just an amazing, our comebacks there are just incredible. Like, it's just been and you know, it's a Tuesday night, you know, and before we were at, you know, out in Glendale, and, you know, the atmosphere wasn't very good, and I'm sure Gamble's been there before, and on those Tuesday nights, it's just, it was empty, you know, and
tough.
And now we go into a packed, sold-out place. Our players love playing out of there. The fans love going there. It's such a great atmosphere. The other team's got some fans in there. It's chanting back and forth, and it's just a special place. I mean, there's not another arena in the NHL that even comes close to that with the intimacy that provides and the intensity. We got great ice there, so it's been a really unbelievable experience, and you can see with our home record, you know, here we are in the middle of the rebuild, we're 8-11 at home, so it's crazy, but it's been a great experience, and very appreciative of that arena.
Bill, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight. Always good to chat with you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.
The last thing I would say, Gambo, I look forward to seeing you with your Vancouver OEL jersey on up there in the stands. All right.
The guy ever played.
I'll wave to you from my box, all right?
Oh, man.
Is he still in the league?
Bill was sitting on that like a ninja, just waiting to strike.
You know those,
I love it. That's
you
great.
You know those big styrofoam hands that have one, you know what I mean? You're going to have that on your hand with a jersey on the back.
I didn't even know the guy was still in the league.
Bravo, Bill. Bravo. That's so good.
All right.
That was the highlight of my day.
That was the steal of the century when he made that trade, man. That was the steal of the century.
Good luck, Bill. Thanks for the laugh.
Rob Vancouver.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thanks very much.
You got it.
Bill Armstrong, general manager of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show.